dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for, well, an intelligence briefing on what I think of as the war for the free world. A very important, indeed very active front in that war at the moment is our southern border. A man who hails from that part of the country is our first guest. He is Congressman Randy Weber. He represents the people of the 14th District of Texas, a little further to the east from where the border is being now penetrated massively by hordes of unaccompanied illegal alien children and others. But he's on the case, and he's working in the Congress of the United States to see what can be done to stop this invasion and to send back from where they came those who are now coming, as I say, in large numbers and with various implications, which we'll talk about with Congressman Weber now. Congressman, welcome. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank. Good to be with you. And you are correct. I do hail from a little bit northeast of the actual border. I'm on the Gulf of Mexico there on the Texas side, but I will tell you that I was vice chairman of the Borders Committee my last term in the Texas legislature, so I'm thoroughly familiar with it.
Well, I know you're, as I say, very much steeped in the problem. The problem is one that is afflicting your state writ large and indeed a lot of other states besides. In fact, somebody's pointed out that with the administration's efforts to move these folks around, every state is a border state at this point. But talk a little bit, if you would, Congressman, about how we got to this pass. How is it that we have now had since October, by some estimates, 50,000 unaccompanied young people, some of them not so children, but large numbers of them and others who are coming across what we were assured is a border more secure than ever?
Well, yeah, that's what the president said, especially when he went to El Paso. And of course, that's what Janet Napolitano said when she was head of the Homeland Security Agency. But here's the truth of the matter. Texas's border has been open for a long time. Governor Perry has been imploring the federal government to do something about it. President Obama, of course, we're now victims in some fashion of mass media, social media, because if all the people have to do is listen to his rhetoric, to his policies, to his discussion that's coming out of the White House and his administration to understand that there is an open for business for immigration sign, illegal and otherwise, whether it's drugs, whether it's undocumented, and of course, obviously the legal kind too. But the president's stance on the porous border has been like a magnet for these things, Frank, and you're seeing the result of that.
There's no question in your mind about that, Congressman. The administration is insisting that no, this is all about violence in their home countries. But you're saying, and it certainly sounds right to me, that you can't have the problem without the kind of magnet that we've seen attracting these folks that the administration created.
If you track the president's remarks on June 30th about immigration, you know, he made the claim that we're sending most of those kids back. But if you do a fact check, and we've talked amongst some of my colleagues that have been in Congress longer than I have and been working the immigration issue, and they said from the federal level that actually about 70% of them stay. Those kids come here, they go to homes of relatives, and truth be known, probably most of those are illegals as well. And they say, here, you know, you got a court case here, show up in whatever, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. 70% of those people never make the first court appearance. They disappear into the interior of the country.
Yeah. And this isn't a surprise to us. We've known this is the pattern in this whole sort of, well, I think of it as fraud that's been perpetrated on the American people, that we give them a court date and expect them to come back when we have every reason to believe they won't.
Well, and that's the truth of the matter. A lot of people say, well, these are kids. We ought to be welcoming them with open arms. But what I tell people, Frank, is, look, we cannot afford to take care of all the kids that we have here. It is time to put America first. It is time that we took care of those that are here legally and those who were born here, and all this feel-good stuff about, well, let's and as judge, was it Hainer down in the valley said, you know, we're basically aiding and abetting human trafficking. The federal government is human trafficking because, you know, the coyotes bring these people across illegally. And what do the federal agents do? They pick them up and they transport them further inland. They're actually aiding in human smuggling.
They are indeed enabling it. It's certainly at a minimum. And definitely, as you say, Congressman Randy Weber, attracting more of it. And this is the thing. I listen to some of these folks and you can understand where they're coming from. They want you to feel, as I think we all do, sympathy for these young people. Not all of them, again, are young people. But where does it end? If you were to really open the door and accommodate all these people, as some of those on the border, do-gooder type communities are saying, where would it end?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you're aware, but I filed a bill that literally takes away the foreign aid from the four countries, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. And, Frank, you have to know that it doesn't matter whose numbers you use. Some people say kids is unaccompanied minors, young as 4, 5, 6, 8. Well, you know, 10, 12, it doesn't really matter. You can't tell me that these kids are making their way all the way up from Guatemala, El Salvador, and they're not having some kind of orchestrated, coordinated effort, and that the Mexican authorities, for example, are just turning a blind eye. And what my bill says is, look, we're going to shut down your foreign aid, except for the war on drugs and the war on human trafficking. We'll continue to send that. But my bill would shut down all foreign aid to those four countries until their government got involved and said, okay, we are going to work on stemming this tide. Because we know that they're complicit.
This is really the crux of the matter. I'm so glad you've mentioned that you've put Mexico in your bill, the Illegal Entry Accountability Act of 2014. It's H.R. 5014. Because none of this could be happening if Mexico were not allowing these people to come across their southern border and migrate all the way up to ours. Mexico has rather vigorous, shall we say, immigration laws of its own. So this is clearly a case where either through corruption or some other agenda, they are in turn enabling this invasion of our country as well. So I think you're absolutely right to punish them.
Well, and that's exactly my aim, because I will tell you, Frank, that whether they're turning a blind eye, I mean, come on, how brilliant do you have to be to see 50, 60 kids with two or three adults working their way north to say, hey, that's kind of unusual. So either they're complicit or, as you've said, they're getting money under the table, the corruption. Neither one of those is good. And so I say to them, if you want to get the government's attention, let's hit them where it counts in the back pocket. Let's withhold funding and get their attention.
Let me ask you, Congressman, because of your committee responsibilities, you have, among other things, in the House Government Foreign Affairs Committee, you're the vice chairman of the Subcommittee on Africa, Global Health, Global Human Rights and International Organizations. The health piece of this and the threat that this represents to public safety in the United States is something it doesn't seem to me has gotten nearly enough attention. Would you talk a little bit about what you're seeing and your colleagues on the southwestern border are experiencing now, as well as what's happening elsewhere in the country as a result of these coming in with unquestionably various medical conditions that are of very serious concern?
Well, absolutely. I heard on the radio, was it yesterday or was it this morning, the days run together sometimes, that there's been confirmed. Now, listen, let me back up and preface that by saying this. When I was the vice chairman of the Borders Committee in the Texas legislature, the DPS told us that there are 70 Eastern religious sects, S-E-C-T-S, 70 religious sects, Middle East religion sects, coming across our porous border. Steve McCraw, director of the Texas DPS, told me personally, Representative Weber, we don't know who all is coming across that border because it's so porous. And then you couple that with the fact that I heard on the radio this morning, or maybe yesterday, that there's been two confirmed cases of TB, tuberculosis, and either one or two confirmed cases. I believe it's swine flu, H1N1. They actually have a name for it.
Avian flu, maybe. It's one or the other. Yeah.
That's right. And so, you know, we're thinking these are diseases we have eradicated in our country, and our population isn't ready for this. And so for this to break out and be an epidemic or pandemic, as you mentioned earlier, would be unbelievable, a bad sidebar to this already severely bad saga that's unfolding in front of our very eyes. So it is a health issue. People ought to wake up and say, look, I don't want my children around it. I don't want them in my community. And let me just add as a side note, there's a couple of communities in my district, League City being one last night, League City City Council, begin work on a resolution, maybe even an ordinance that said no housing of those illegals in League City because they don't want that exposure.
It's entirely understandable, and we appreciate what you're doing in the Congress of the United States, Congressman Randy Weber, to try to prevent this from metastasizing further. Your Illegal Entry Accountability Act is a very important piece of legislation. We wish you every success with it. I hope you'll come back and report on how it's going and what we can do to help. In the meantime, thank you, sir, for your service to our country. Keep it up and stay vigilant.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon, sir. Thank you.
You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.